Take your business to the next level in just 10 minutes a day.
Just 10 minutes a day. That's less time than it takes to enjoy a cup of coffee.
You're tuned in to the 10-Minute Marketer.
10-Minute Marketer.
With David Pollack and Lisa Davis.
I got to tell you, I'm excited about today's guest. She's written a book called Dream Bigger, Live Better. And I got to tell
I like
something
that.
I don't think most people think about. We get so busy and caught up in our everyday lives, we don't figure out how to balance our life and how to, as she says, rescue yourself from life's day-to-day ruts. And our guest is Donna Palm, and I love her story. She became an independent real estate broker, but then within 2 years, bought her first RE/MAX real estate franchise. And I got to tell you, when you set your goals and build them like that, somebody with that drive, it just excites me. So I'm anxious to speak with her. So Donna, thank you for joining us today and for talking with us.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So talk to us a little bit about, you find a way to live your dreams and build everything bigger, because a lot of us get caught up in the day-to-day rut, as you say. You know, give us some tips on what you'd suggest we do to live the most, to live our best.
Well, it's funny you should ask. Usually what happens is most people, either they don't believe in themselves or they just get stuck in the everyday rut of safety, you know, in the dead-end jobs, or they don't believe that they can actually achieve their dreams because they just kind of get lost in life's shuffle. What people really need to do is they really need to make a plan, like a blueprint, and do an inventory of their lives. Years ago, I did a seminar, and it really brought to light to me how I just had been stuck in the drudgery of life and how I had not been following my dreams. And with that in mind, I started thinking about it, making a plan, and that's exactly what I did. Like in my book, I wrote about writing a blueprint. Basically do an inventory of what you are now and what you have now and where you want to be so you can make a plan on how to get there.
Okay, I got to ask you.
Yeah, I like
you,
that, right? Oh, go ahead, David.
I'm sorry, Lisa. I've got to ask you, because I think a lot of us go through that, and I'm going to credit it because now I'm 52. I credit it to my midlife crisis. A few years back, you start evaluating everything and starting to say, okay, my son's grown, gone to college. I've accomplished this, but not that. You start looking at the dreams you never achieved. You know, what made this turning point for you that you took stock in where you were at and where you wanted to go? Was it a midlife crisis or something happened in your life?
It's so funny. I actually had two midlife crises.
I have one.
That makes her 101?
Yes. My first midlife crisis was in my 30s. In my late 30s, I was a single mom. I had gotten divorced. I had two small children. And I was just hating my life. I was miserable. I was living up north in the cold. I was actually a union electrician, believe it or not, working outside all day long. And I just got to the point where I was like, you know what? I can't live like this anymore. I don't want to wait to follow my dream. I did take some seminars that gave me a little kickstart in the butt. But what happened is that's when I decided, okay, I'm going to make a plan. So from, I'd say, December of 2001 until December of 2002 was completely transformative. Once I started making a plan, deciding what I want to do, and actually have the guts to go for it, my entire life changed. It's amazing. I went from being a union electrician, single mom, freezing my buns off up in Illinois, to moving to Florida, not knowing anyone here. I mean, I didn't even know anyone to register as an emergency contact when I registered my kids in school. I completely changed careers and got into real estate. And within 2 years, I became an owner of my first RE/MAX franchise, and a second one came right behind it. So basically what it comes down to is you really just have to stop and do an inventory and say, hey, you know, am I really going to waste my life? The second midlife crisis actually just came in the last 2 years, because here I am telling you the story, and it's a do as I say, not as I do. Life is not perfect. Life is a roller coaster, and you're on highs, and, you know, that's a wonderful story about how it was very successful. But then there's times in real life, yes, you crash and burn, and you fall down again, and you have to get back up again. And I'm 51 now, and I've kind of gone through the empty nester syndrome now. And so now I'm like, what do I want to do with the next phase of my life? And so basically, I reread my own book. And I rewrote
literally
my own book. And if you actually read in there, I added to it. This is actually the second edition. I wrote the first edition a few years ago. The second edition, I actually added sections in there saying that here I am writing the book, you know, and knowing how to do it. But what happens is life gets in the way and you fall off the wagon. And I'm laughing at myself as I'm rereading my own book, thinking, oh, my gosh, here I am writing this, and I'm not even doing it. And that's the reality of life. And all of a sudden I'm like, okay, I am back on the bandwagon now. So now I'm redesigning again. And I love redesigning my life. I mean, you only live once. You have to cram it all in. So that's my theory.
Yeah, I agree. Well, you mentioned the blueprint. Give us a couple of steps that people, you know, need to put into it, because it can be hard to know where to start.
It is. It's very true. The first thing you need to do is start with where you are now. One of the best things I like to do to start, especially if you're in that funk, you know, and you're that life funk and you really just have no idea, you know, where you're going to go, what you're going to do. I like to do a gratitude list or an accomplishment list. I like to do everything you could possibly be grateful for. I mean, even if it's something like a good restaurant or any great experiences in your life, make a list of accomplishments, even if it's the smallest thing, because those are the things you need to fall back on. When you're in the funk and you're just not feeling great about life or where you are, if you go through the gratitude list and you go through the accomplishments list, it really starts bringing you up. And you realize, hey, you know, my life is pretty good, and I have accomplished a lot. And then from there, you go on and do a school of life list. Make a list of all the things that, yes, maybe you did screw up, but what did you learn from them? And that's what life is. Life is a bunch of successes and failures, and you have to fail in order to be successful. People are so afraid of failure that they don't try because they're afraid of failure, whereas in reality, failure is where you learn the most, and failure is where you get your strength from and your inner talk of, you know, what did I do wrong and what can I do better next time?
So I think that's a key point.
That's where I would start.
Because earlier you said fear is one of the things that stops us. And I think, you know, fear of failure is the biggest thing because we're worried about how others will perceive it or what happens if we fail financially, image-wise, et cetera. And so, you know, overcoming that fear, you're right. You never learn unless you do fail. I mean, let's face it, when we're infants learning to walk, we had to fall to learn what to do, what not to do.
Exactly.
And that same thing is carried
walking,
on all of
right?
us. I'm trying to run, but I'm walking still.
All successful people fail.
Yeah, and you know, I just wanted to say, I think it's so important to take chances. You know, just a little story. When I did my first TV show back in 1999 called Health Power on a little small station in California, I had happened to meet the station manager, and I just went, he didn't know who I was. And I just went up to him and I said, I studied public health and I have a master's and I study health communications and I have all these great ideas and I want to do a TV show. And he's like, well, you know, what do you have in mind? I don't know. And I bugged him for 6 months, but not bugged him. Like every few weeks I would just check in. And I think, but I was, and my friends are like, this isn't going to happen. Just give up. Well, I did a show called Health Power for 2 years and it was awesome. And that kind of launched my career in media. And I think the fact that I was willing to take that chance and put myself out there and to keep trying even against odds, all odds, yeah, no idea who I was. It makes a difference.
And that's a perfect example of taking a chance and being persistent. That's another thing. You were very persistent. And so therefore you were successful.
I think, like you said, it's fear. And if you can overcome that fear, get outside of your comfort zone. I'll never forget once I was with my cousin who's very successful. And I was telling him one day I want to move to San Francisco. And he looked at me and says, then why don't you? And I didn't have a good answer. And I always loved the city. But the point made was, if that's what you really want to do, quit making excuses. Get out there and just do it. And so I try to get outside my comfort zone and do it more. But, you know, you talk about that. You talk about a blueprint. What's next for you?
What's next for me is sharing my experiences. I find now, especially with the book and so many people reading and coming up to me and discussing the book afterwards, the most wonderful feeling in the world is that I've actually made a difference in people's lives. I mean, to me, it's amazing that here I am, you know, I started out, homeless, living in my car. Now I'm successful, and now people are looking up to me for inspiration. When I was sitting there homeless in my car, holy cow, I'm thinking there's no way. I never would have thought this would have happened in a million years. So wherever you are now, don't ever give up. You have no clue what's ahead of you until you try. And the more you fail, the more you learn. So once you start failing more often, you actually get used to failing, and you get pretty good at it. And they're not as scared. So.
Well, you've given us some great advice, and our 10 minutes are running out of time here. So as we say is finish your cup of coffee, and we're going to run out of time, but we're going to have you on in another segment. So for our listeners, keep listening, because Donna has some great advice. We're going to have her on again in the future. In the meantime, go to our website, DonnaPalm.com, and check out our book, Dream Bigger, Live Better. Donna, thank you for joining us. Lisa and I are glad to have you. I'm David Pollack, the 10-Minute Marketer.